Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Not Broken: An Approachable Guide to Miscarriage and Recurrent Pregnancy Loss by Laura Shaheen. MD is a medically grounded nonfiction guide focused on pregnancy loss, recurrent pregnancy loss, and the practical realities of evaluation and care. Written by a reproductive endocrinologist and OBGYN, the book is designed to make a difficult and often misunderstood subject easier to navigate for patients, families, and health professionals. Its purpose is not only to explain why miscarriage happens, but also to reduce self-blame, clarify what medical assessment can and cannot uncover, and help readers understand the range of treatment and support options available. The book stands out for combining clinical information with compassionate language, so the reader gets both scientific context and emotional validation. Rather than treating miscarriage as a private failure, it presents pregnancy loss as a complex medical experience that deserves careful diagnosis, patient-centered discussion, and informed advocacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining miscarriage as a medical event rather than a personal failure. A central strength of the book is its effort to reframe miscarriage away from shame and self-blame. Shaheen explains that many losses occur because of embryo chromosomal problems or other biological factors that are outside the patient's control. This matters because people experiencing miscarriage often search for a cause in their own behavior, diet, stress, or activity level. The book addresses that emotional pattern directly by grounding the discussion in reproductive medicine. Instead of presenting pregnancy loss as a vague tragedy, it treats it as a medical outcome with identifiable categories and limits to what can be known. That shift is important both clinically and psychologically. It encourages readers to ask better questions, seek appropriate evaluation, and stop assuming they caused the loss. The result is a more accurate and less stigmatizing framework for understanding early pregnancy loss and recurrent pregnancy loss. Using detailed miscarriage classification to improve diagnosis and next steps, the book gives significant attention to the fact that miscarriage is not one single condition. It discusses different types such as early and late loss, biochemical and clinical pregnancy loss, threatened, missed, inevitable, complete, septic, and recurrent miscarriage. This classification is more than terminology. It shapes how clinicians evaluate the situation and what kind of follow-up is appropriate. A biochemical loss, for example, may not require the same workup as a later clinical miscarriage, while recurrent pregnancy loss raises a different set of questions about genetics, uterine factors, hormones, and overall reproductive health. By making these distinctions clear, the book helps readers understand why precise diagnosis matters. It also helps patients communicate more effectively with providers, because the label attached to a loss can influence testing, counseling, and treatment decisions. In that sense, the book functions as a practical guide to the language of miscarriage care as much as a guide to the experience itself. Thirdly, summarizing the Western medical workup for recurrent pregnancy loss. Another important dimension of the book is its explanation of the standard medical approach to recurrent pregnancy loss. Shaheen presents the Western medicine perspective in an accessible way, helping readers understand the logic behind evaluation rather than simply listing tests. For patients, this is useful because recurrent miscarriage can feel medically confusing and fragmented. The book clarifies why providers may look at genetics, anatomy, endocrine factors, and other clinical indicators when losses repeat. It also acknowledges an important reality even after evaluation. Many cases remain unexplained. That honesty is one of the book's strongest features because it avoids overpromising a neat answer while still showing that careful medical investigation is worthwhile. The value here is practical as well as emotional. Readers come away better able to interpret appointments, question whether a workup is complete, and distinguish between evidence-based care and unsupported reassurance. The book therefore operates as a bridge between specialized reproductive medicine and patient understanding. Fourthly, including lifestyle and Eastern-informed perspectives without abandoning evidence. What makes the book distinctive is that it does not stop at conventional reproductive medicine. Alongside Western evaluation and treatment, Shaheen includes Eastern approaches and lifestyle factors that may influence miscarriage risk. This broadens the discussion beyond narrow test and treat medicine, while still keeping the focus on evidence and clinical usefulness. The point is not that lifestyle changes can explain away recurrent loss, but that overall health, behavior, and complementary perspectives may play a role in a broader care plan. For readers, this can be valuable because miscarriage discussions often polarize into either purely medical or purely wellness-based advice. The book avoids that split by presenting a more integrated view. At the same time, it is careful not to imply that lifestyle alone is responsible for loss or that personal discipline can prevent all miscarriages. That balance is important, It gives readers options to consider without feeding unrealistic expectations or blame, and it reflects a modern, patient-centered approach to reproductive care. Lastly, addressing grief, communication, and patient advocacy as part of care, the emotional and relational dimensions of miscarriage are treated as part of the book's core subject, not as an afterthought. Shaheen recognizes that pregnancy loss can be isolating, frightening, and profoundly grief-inducing, especially when people around the patient do not know how to respond. The book, therefore, offers more than medical education. It helps readers think about how to talk with providers, how to ask for appropriate evaluation, and how to advocate for individualized care. This emphasis on advocacy is especially relevant in recurrent pregnancy loss, where patients may have to push for thorough assessment or second opinions. At the same time, the book is useful to partners, family members, and clinicians because it explains why compassionate language matters. The combination of grief support and practical communication guidance gives the book wider utility than a standard medical handbook. It helps readers understand not just what miscarriage is, but how to move through the health system with more clarity, confidence, and emotional support. In conclusion, Not Broken is best suited for readers who want a clear, medically credible, and compassionate guide to miscarriage or recurrent pregnancy loss. Patients facing one loss, repeated loss, or uncertainty after diagnosis will find the book especially useful, as will partners and family members who want to understand the experience more respectfully. Healthcare professionals may also benefit from its patient-facing explanation of classification, evaluation, and communication. The main practical benefit is clarity. It helps readers understand what different types of miscarriage mean, why recurrent pregnancy loss is evaluated differently, and how to approach care without defaulting to blame. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects reproductive medicine, emotional impact, and broader care perspectives in one readable framework. Compared with many books in this category, it stands out because it is not a memoir and not a narrow clinical manual. It is a balanced guide that treats miscarriage as both a medical and human experience, making it especially useful for readers who want accurate information without losing compassion. If you would like to support Laura Shaheen, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.